Hello, champions, and welcome to the What's My Role podcast, episode 10. We're a group of adventurers exploring the many realms of World of Warcraft and MMOs, sharing our experiences, learning our roles together, and embracing the chaos. I'm Bean, joined today by GT Goat, Donix,
hey,
and Golden.
Howdy.
And today we're going to talk about what classes we want to play for our main Mythic Plus key pushing team, as well as what classes we plan on playing for alt knights. But first, we are double digits now with episode 10. How's everybody feel about it?
Nice.
We're staying consistent, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's good, man. I think it's going to get better and better as we go.
Yep, I think so too. All right. So for WoW news this week, there were 8 new hero talent trees. We might talk about that later, but once again, many other channels are kind of getting into the nitty-gritty with these, but I did kind of like the Templar Paladin one. Had some cool stuff in there, like for whom the bell tolls was one that like doubles your judgment, your next 3 judgments by like 100% attack power. So there's definitely some cool stuff in there. Anybody else see anything cool in there that they like?
I honestly, man, I haven't even taken a look. Yeah, I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, I didn't look at it until maybe 30
5 minutes ago.
Yeah, pretty much. And I just had some time before we started. What about the March trading post? Anybody see any of that stuff?
9.
Yeah. I got my couple mounts out of it.
Yeah, I did too. There's like a Majestic Azure Peafowl was pretty cool. It's like a peacock.
You know, is it just nice. Simply like buying mounts? Is that what it is?
It's not buying mount. Well, you get like Trader's Tender if you do like certain.
It's not cash. Like it doesn't cost you money to do it, no.
Okay. Yeah, there's like in-game quests that you do.
I do have some of that trader's currency on there.
Yeah, the stuff that you've been doing. Yep.
Yeah, how much is it?
So averaging. That one is like 750.
Yeah,
okay, 750. I can't afford that.
If you open up your little adventure journal, it'll tell you how many points you get.
You can see it.
We're good. We're fine.
Okay, of course. There's also some like Alabaster Storm Talon and Alabaster Thunderwing. I guess those are older mounts, right? That they've kind of brought back. And some like shoulder capes were kind of cool. Sky Captain's formal attire was kind of fancy looking. It's like a Sky Captain with like a mask built into the pirate hat.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the transmog stuff hasn't been all that cool for a while.
Yeah.
Those, especially last month.
Probably the thing that I thought looked the coolest were these Skyborn blades. Those look pretty sweet. But everything else was kind of meh. And then, you know, I like the peacock. And then the bonus reward is just a blue mouse. So not too impressed with that either.
I kind of like the blue mouse. It's fun.
Do you now?
I think it's fancy.
I feel like you're just being a contrarian.
Looks like the only thing I'm getting on this list is the Amazon Prime loot. So that's what I'm getting.
No, you get the Tabard of Frost. So
there we go. We're good.
Very exciting stuff. Tabards and
have a good tabard.
But we'll go ahead and move into the. Well, did we have anything to talk about from our week in Warcraft before we get to the main topic?
A little bit. I think last night was a good learning experience. So just to fill everybody in who's listening, we all have certain roles, right? Donix is maining heals, Bean is a rogue, I tank, and then we have Aspen, and we also have Goat here. And
I teach everybody what to do. Yeah.
And Sox as well, who are our DPS. It just kind of showed that. So we all got on alts last night. and we went to Tal Dazar, and it was really clear that we really all didn't have a good understanding of what each of us was responsible for in these roles, you know?
Which we
were
did
very like, selfish did people.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is I'm doing things in my head that I would normally, or I'm saying things that normally when I'm tanking, because when you're the tank, you know, you're kind of controlling the movement. And I'm trying to do that still as a healer for like, oh, I'm going to watch everybody's DPS meter on the totems on this boss fight. I need to heal, you know, I need to heal and stop worrying about that stuff, you know? So I find myself still worrying about the things I typically worry about when I'm in the tank role. And I think it kind of distracted me from focusing on heals. And I'm sure everybody felt kind of that.
That's a really good point, because I'm normally the rogue. So I'm normally behind the bad guys and not getting hit, not worrying about anything, but got to do my rotation, got to get the big, 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 big damage. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
So I'm no the whammy, tank no whammy. Now. Yeah. It's like, no, what? I'm in front of the bad guys and I have to lead them places. And it's really different than playing rogue, obviously. But yeah, it was tough. And it's, you know, even though I kind of know how the fight's supposed to go, it's leading it in that way is just much different. So it's certainly a challenge.
See, for me, it was easy because I just had to push buttons and stay out of shit.
Okay.
It was awesome.
It was nice, isn't it?
So yeah, you go from healer to DPS. So it's like going from responsibilities to no whammies.
From responsibilities to making your guys' life harder.
Absolutely.
I'm just hitting it, not paying attention.
When that was a thing, and I got to experience, like, really, not that I haven't before, but because that was so chaotic. So I'm sure it's a decent amount better than that normally for you when you're the healer. But man, I could feel that frustration of like in my head, I'm going between like, am I just not paying attention to people's health, or is somebody like not telling me that they're dying? And then in my head, like, oh, should they have to tell me? Like, shouldn't I be paying attention? Like, I'm just so much going on. So much going on.
We definitely have to work on our communication.
So with tanking, you have your responsibilities, but they're so much different than healing.
Yeah.
Like your main responsibility is to keep that aggro on you position and, you know, make sure everything is good. When you're healing, you have to watch everybody's shit.
Yeah.
Like everybody's bars, everybody's life.
It's like playing. Yeah. I was going to say when it gets real bad, it is more like you're not even playing the same game as everybody else. When you're healing, you're playing like a mini game inside the dungeon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a rough one too. Cause we had, I think the highest we had timed on these particular alts was a +2. So, and that was +5, right. Tal Dazar, which, you know, we've kind of figured it out with our primary characters, but this is definitely one of the more punishing dungeons when it comes to boss mechanics, I would say, for this season.
100%.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fighting Razan. We kind of smacked our head against that wall quite a few times. And it was tough for me because I was playing Protection Paladin, and I have to... It's hard to get like the positioning down while staying alive, while also trying to keep all those damn raptor skeletons off of people. And it seems like they're just spawning out of nowhere. It's like, where are all these things coming from, you know? And I know partially that was my fault for not leading the Razan in the best way possible. But when he does his pursuit, it's really hard to lead him through that and stay far enough away.
Yeah. And it's like because we play two different tanks on the spectrum, right? So I'm doing a high mobility and you're doing a low mobility.
Yes.
My playstyle varies even from what you would do because of how just our movement alone. So like I'll typically trail behind that boss after he gazes on somebody, because I'm going to pick up all the raptors and then bring them to the boss once the gaze is over. But like, right. I'm not thinking about that when I'm on the healer though. So I'm just like, oh, where are all these raptors coming from?
Yeah, what the fuck? There's raptors everywhere. Oh, he's chasing me. So yeah, that was fun. It was very humbling. We have a long way to go as far as learning our alts goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was kind of the main event from last week.
Yeah.
Other than we all kind of went and farmed a bunch of meat for the Temperamental Skyclaw, because we are making a video on that. But so yeah, I think unless anyone else has anything else to say about their week, we can jump into what classes we choose for War Within.
I mean, I'm ready.
Let's hear
it. So you said classes and
yeah, what's your main roles? Class?
Yeah,
and then, you know, any alt classes, whether you're just going to do one or two or whatever you want.
So, I mean, I'm going to continue to main a Demon Hunter until it's not fun anymore. So whenever that happens, I like high mobility. Well, I like high mobility tanks. So what I'd like to do in the War Within is I want to have a Brewmaster, since they're also have a pretty high mobility. And then I want to have my Blood DK, just so I have one more complex, I guess, slower tank with different utility for when I want to play that way, or if it's more of an advantage in a raid. And then really just kind of stick to my main like high mobility tanks. And then I want to heal on off, because I've done DPS. Like, I started as DPS before I touch tanking. I didn't go straight into tanking. So I played DPS for quite a bit when I first started playing WoW. And then I got into tanking and in WoD and then in throughout BFA. So like, DPS is fun, but I like the extra little different responsibility, right? So I think healing will definitely always be kind of what I alt.
Yeah, it definitely gives you a little bit more responsibility when you've got tank or healer.
Yeah,
but yeah, those all sound good. And then each of them can kind of also do some other roles. Like, you got some choices for if you do play DPS, and then for healing, you could use the monk. And then are you still going to shaman heal?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with shaman for healing. I think it's shaman's pretty easy as far as the way the heals are designed. It can also favor different setups. Like, so if you have a primarily melee DPS, well, then like the good AoE healing that that shamans can do is really like effective for that kind of comp. And because we're in tighter spaces, I feel like in Mythic Plus dungeons, those little AoE healing, all that stuff is like super useful in Mythic Plus, and it's easier for me. I don't know what other healer I've played before. I think I did a Mistweaver, but I didn't play that for very long.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people in the MDI were running Mistweaver, so evidently it's pretty good, at least for this particular season. But,
right.
But yeah, with the max level monk, you will have that option if you want to, you know, give it a spin every once in a while.
Yep.
And then what about you, Donix?
I'm a little torn right now, because I've been having a lot of fun with the Warlock. I like the utility and stuff, but I really enjoy healing. More than likely, I'll probably continue on with my priest. I'll probably keep Druid as a backup for healing. It kind of depends on how things flush out, but I might try to do some healing on Druid just to see, kind of for my own knowledge, like what one does better than the other. And then Warlock's going to be my primary DPS.
They just have
too much utility to not have.
Falling in love with them demons, huh?
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool class fantasy with the whole demonology stuff. So you said priest, warlock, And then
druid. I'm gonna keep the druid around for healing. I don't know. Part of me kind of wants to, like, one of these alt knights, maybe jump in and do some druid healing just to see.
Mix it up, yeah.
What it's like. They definitely have more utility than disc priest, so it'll be interesting to see.
Heck yeah. And what about you, Goat?
I'm kind of in the middle. Because I do want to learn different classes and everything like that. But at the same time, you know, I'm going to need to start from the bottom. So I actually learn the cores of each skill. So I actually have a full comprehension ahead of, okay, this is going to assist this and this. And help me stack up to a better potential. Yeah. Yeah. I'm playing Death Knight now, so I'm kind of having to back learn a few things. I'm like, oh, well, that really helps me while I'm doing this.
Yeah. One thing I highly suggest that you do, and it's always good when you start a new class or you want to start learning about your class more, go through the tooltip or pull up your spells in your spell book, and literally, they're short, just read what each one does. And then after you read what each one does and you're like, oh, that's what I have right here. Oh, that's what I've been using at this point. Then hit N and pull up your actual like talent tree and then see how those skills are being affected. And it'll make a lot more sense about why your rotation works the way that it works and what you can weave in and out of it, you know?
Yeah. That's what I've kind of been feeling out in the Death Knight too, is, you know, because now that I've become more used to the way everything flows into it, I'm able to start looking back and like, oh, this could help me in this situation.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about the trinket mirror image, where it creates another one of mine for, I think it's 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's helped out the last two times we've hopped on and actually hit bosses.
Yeah, it's definitely really useful.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I got to get you the add-ons too.
Yeah, we were talking about that before you got here too. Definitely get him like Plater and maybe like Quasi's profile or something like that. Should help him out as far as telling what's going on at any given moment. Because of course it's confusing if you don't have any sort of help. You're just experiencing the madness, you know?
Yeah, as right now I'm just sort of just there. So I'm like relying on Ryan to like scream out run or go behind this. Okay, we'll do that now.
Grab that guy.
Yeah, which I don't take no offense to. I mean, you're telling me what to do, how to move around.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't know how to get your add-on.
Yeah.
I'm blue collar. You're not going to hurt my feelings, but.
No. I figured I had to yell at it because I wasn't thinking about that at first. Because I was like, oh, everybody's got the on it. Everybody knows that this is happening right now. And it's like, well, technically, he has nothing on his screen. And so that's why I was like, well, I'm used to talking while tanking and asking you guys to do certain things. Or, hey, I'm going to move him here. Or you know what I mean? So I was just like, oh, I'll just yell it. So he knows.
Yeah, he's bossy.
Yeah. A little bit.
But yeah, he had a really good point. Like, when you know what your spells do and then you look through your talent trees, you can kind of see like, oh, this particular ability keeps popping up in the talent tree. So it must be important. And then you kind of get a feel for, okay, I need to be using this more because this like interacts with all these other different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really useful.
Yeah. Like you'll learn that you'll have some spells that like, oh, because you're playing like Frost EK, right? So you're going to stack certain dot damage on them, and you'll have another ability that like I don't know if it expels it or what it does, basically causes it to explode off the enemy and do damage, and you'll learn like, oh, well, I don't want to hit that ability until I have five stacks or whatever, you know what I mean? It's learning all that too.
Yeah, I'm filling in. It's just, it's gonna take a minute.
Yeah.
That's why I want to learn a new class, but at the same time, I want to master the one I'm in now before I move on to something else and have to start all over again.
Play it. Keep playing until you're bored. You know?
I'm always bored. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Your tier set looks sick, by the way, I think.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Got some footage by accident for the video.
Just there permanently.
And then for me, I've decided that I think for my main, I want to run a shaman because I have a choice between specs where I could do melee damage or I could switch to range damage.
Yeah.
And that sounds appealing to me because if I can just learn all three of the specs, I would want to use it for healing as well for any knights that I could possibly heal. If you guys aren't too jealous. Oh, we have a visitor. Welcome to the podcast.
We got a little visitor and he's got a green shirt on, so he's kind of invisible.
Floating head. That's awesome. So yeah, I wanted to run the shaman. I've been leveling it up and it's cool, like turning into the wolf and then, oh wow. It's getting weird.
Yeah, I showed him that the other day.
Yep, pretty awesome.
It's a nice deck you got there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's living the life over there.
Yeah, it's just the, you know, it's just the part-time house. That's all.
Yeah, that's all. It's a vacation home. Anyway, so yeah, shaman. I wanted that to be my main. So that's what I'm gonna main.
That's pretty cool.
And then for my tank, I think I'm going to stick with the Protection Paladin because that's what I've been getting used to. And it's fun playing it. It's not like super complicated. It is low mobility, like you said, but it's also something different to mix it up with the group. And it has its own set of utility that it brings too. So, and then Retribution can sometimes be very powerful if I ever... I do want to kind of get to the point where I can use each spec for the characters that I'm playing. And then for my last one, I wanted to run a Death Knight just because they're so cool.
They are.
Like, each spec for Death Knight is badass. So
absolutely. You know, Unholy for the win, man.
Yeah, Unholy, Frost, and Blood. Yeah. It's all awesome. So I'd like to play any of it, really.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my idea. Those three would be my main. And I think I still might, on the side, have a rogue just for the utility. If there might be a particular dungeon where it's really useful, I can bring it out. And then it's also really good to have a max level rogue for making videos because I can go into stealth and I can get close-ups on enemies and stuff. And it's just really useful. So
that's awesome.
So that was those are the ones that I was thinking. We don't have Vindo Viper here, and he has not had a chance to be on his computer all week, apparently. So we do not know what he's going to run, I don't think.
What class does he play right now? As Sox? He is playing a mage. Okay.
But he also has a monk and a druid. And an invoker. I think those are all his 70s. I know he was talking about doing Mistweave healing.
I remember that.
Possibly tanking with his...
He did say he would like to tank at some point a bit. Yeah. I don't think he was concerned with it being his main thing, but I understand because I know, you know, I want to do a little bit of everything too, so I completely get wanting to switch it up. And that's what the alt nights will be for. We can all kind of, hey, let's flip a coin and see what's going on tonight, you know? Keep things fresh and interesting. Because it is fun to every once in a while crash your head against a wall.
Yeah.
Not steamroll things or not just be like so sucked into your main character.
You know? Yeah.
Well,
it'll...
What? 5 or 6 months? 6 months?
I think late summer, early fall was kind of the consensus for the release for that.
So
we still got plenty of time to get things ready for that.
And classes can change, and specs can change, and it'd be interesting to see if we have this talk in 5 months, if anything's going to change.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly
possible. Of course it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking going into it. But we do have some time, and then the hero talents are still, you know, an ongoing discussion with Blizzard even. So they don't really know what it's going to end up being.
Yeah, I think they should just do random rolls on and just see how it turns out and just keep doing it that way.
What you mean?
Like for the, isn't like expanded talents? Isn't that what they're trying to figure out?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like they said it's to fulfill the kind of class fantasy was the idea behind it. But it does affect how you play and your abilities and stuff. So,
well, that's what I'm saying. They could do like a weekly role where certain characters with certain traits will get this extra piece they can play with for a week, but they don't get to keep it. I mean, that would keep everybody on their toes for the most part, PvP wise.
Oh, yeah. That might be hard to keep track of, but that's an idea for sure.
It's organized chaos. Organized chaos.
Yeah, we know all about that. Before we end, leave us a comment. So we definitely want to get a conversation going with everybody. It gets very lonely here just talking to each other. So please leave a comment. Like, subscribe. Find us on YouTube, TikTok, IG, Facebook. Join our Discord. Apply to join the Mythic Mafia on Muradin Alliance. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you next week.
See ya.
Bye.